Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
What company do you work for?
I'm a third-party call center that represent hundreds of companies with many products. If you have a zip code, I can locate, see if I can locate an account for you.
So you're just a call center that represents a whole bunch of different companies, huh?
Correct. And if you have a transaction with us, and if I find that I can discuss the account with you, if I can see if we have something. If you have a zip code, I can see if I locate an account for you, sir.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that or not. I'm very pissed off because they billed my account twice for something that I did not order. Overdrew my account. I've got additional charges now.
And if you provide me with a little information, I'll be able to see what that account is, sir. Until then, I can't see what you see.
What do you need to tell me what company this is?
I'm the call center for many companies. I don't know which company you're calling about. I have hundreds of companies.
Well, what do I need to give you so you can identify the company?
Your zip code is what I need to see if you have an account, that transaction that has been done first.
63090.
One moment, please. What's your name, sir?
My name is Randy Ingeman.
I'm checking. I have under that zip code, I have numerous of names come up, and I'm trying to, and I did locate a Randy. What's your verify?
Last name. Last name is spelled Engeman.
Yes, sir. I have that. Verify your address for me, please.
That'd be 1447 East 8th Street, Washington, Missouri.
Would that have been a different address? Does Metal Drive ring a bell?
Well, that's possible that it was sent to Metal Drive address. Yeah, 328.
That's what I have. Okay, so, sir, I have transactions here for you. On January 2nd, you agreed to pay $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a dash cam. That was shipped out to you on January 6th. From that, in your terms and conditions, it did state to you when you put your account number in to accept it, when you did accept the terms and agreement, if they were read, it will let you know that you're going to automatically be enrolled into a discount club to receive other items if you choose to, with a $125 gift card that they gave you as well for the membership of $49.97. So that happened on January 6th.
Now wait a minute. I did not receive any of that kind of information. What I got was from Ace Hardware Rewards Program, and it said it was a bonus giveaway for those individuals who are long-term members of their Ace Rewards program, and we could choose from five or six different items that we wanted, and all we had to do was pay the shipping of $7.45. There was nothing else on that information, on that card, anything.
You're correct, sir. So you did agree to pay the $7.45.
That's right, and that's all I should owe, but they've charged me $49.97 twice, and I've got bank charges because of it.
Okay, sir. So when you
went, I did not agree to pay for anything. I did not agree to join anything.
When you accepted the terms and conditions, sir, if they were read, it would tell you that to proceed forward, you would automatically be enrolled in the gift card, in the discount club, if you did not call and cancel within the 48-hour time frame. On the terms and agreements, your credit card would not take unless you accept those terms. If those terms were read, it would have stated to you you needed to call within 48 hours to cancel if you did not want to become a member, as many members we have. We got thousands of members. A lot of people appreciate the discount club, just like the Dash Clam is hundreds of other products.
It cost me $50 a month to be a member of this discount club?
Well, not just you. That we have members that pay $50 a month. Yes, sir.
I don't care about anybody else. This is my money. This is all I care about is my money. I don't care about anybody else's.
Well, the point is it wasn't directed.
You're charging me $50 a month to be part of a discount club because I didn't see something in the fine print?
Well, it's not fine.
I'll tell you what, you're going to have a serious freaking problem, buddy. I don't want to be a member of your freaking discount club. Never did want to be, and you need to cancel that immediately.
I don't have a problem canceling the account, sir.
Yes, and I want a refund of my money.
Only thing I will be able to offer you, sir, I can do the 35% off the $56.95 off.
No,
the
you're doing no. You're not taking anything off of anything. You're going to refund me the full amount.
Sir, as a courtesy, the most I will be able to do is 50% off that $56.95 because it is a valid charge. I could do.
No, it is not. No, it is not because I didn't see it anywhere in the fine print. I did not see it. Okay, I've been down this road with one other goofball company. All righty. And they lost. And they lost hundreds and hundreds of dollars, close to thousands, over a fucking $20 deal.
Excuse me.
So how much money do you want to lose?
No, I would dismiss this call if that language is continued to use.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start dismissing some stuff, too, then. And I'll let you wonder what that's going to be.
Sir, it's a valid charge. I have no concern about
that. It is not valid, okay?
What I can't
I saw nothing of anything of that in anywhere in any of the paperwork. And if that kind of stuff, you're going to put that in there, that needs to be totally up front in the same size lettering and everything as all the rest of the stuff. Not in the fine print hidden in the last line someplace.
It is in the same font, sir. And what I can do for you,
no.
sir.
No, you all owe me money and you're going to pay me.
I don't mind giving you 50% of this back to you, sir. I don't have a problem at all. And canceling the account.
You're going
to
give me 100% of it, okay? I'm going to get my money plus the bank charges you caused me.
Sir, as a one-time courtesy, I'll refund this $56.95 and
if you take one more penny out of any of my accounts, you all are going to have some serious problems you can't fucking pay for. You're going to refund all of my money.
Now, as I was stating, sir, I will refund the $56.95, and I will cancel the account going forward. If you could please get something to write with, you'll have a cancellation.
What was the last time you took money out of my account?
You have a charge on March 9th, sir. $56.95 is the amount that I'm going to refund back to you.
Wait a minute. You took out money in January, and you took out money in February. And now you're telling me you took out money in March also?
It's a monthly subscription, sir. They take out each month.
No, I did not sign up for any monthly subscription to anything.
Sir, what I can do for you right here is...
I did not sign up for a monthly subscription to anything, all right? And I'll tell you what, you're going to have some serious problems over this. You're going to refund every bit of my money, including the bank charges, all right? You've got $56.95 that you're talking about. You're going to refund that. And then you're going to refund these other amounts also.
Sir,
we're going to figure them up right now. $56.95, and then there's two charges of $49.97. They're coming back to me.
Sir, back in January, we had a hurricane.
Okay,
on those
and
charges.
Now you're going to pay the bank fees back to me too, which is another $6. Okay.
Sir, what I can do for you now is give you $56.95 full refund on March 9th charge. The charges in January and February, if you had a call back in January, there would not have been charges for February and March. We did not hear from you, so I cannot refund those charges. But what I can do is...
I'll tell you what, I don't have to live by your tune and by your time frame, okay? I was busy with other more important stuff, and there shouldn't have been anything in this particular account, so I didn't bother with this account because I knew nothing else was supposed to be coming out of there. I knew everything was good. I didn't know there was going to be hidden charges in there. Okay? So you don't tell me I have to live by your clock. I'm not going to. Nor is anybody else.
Sir, what I can do for you is give you this 100% refund back on March.
You should have done that already. Instead of saying you're going to do it, you should have done it.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to cancel the account going forward, okay? Do you have something to
you're
write with?
You're going to pay the money back, too. I'll guarantee you will. You don't think you will, but you will.
Sir, do
you owe me total of $162.89 is what you owe me.
Sir, do you want this cancellation number for this order, that the refund that you received?
What is the number?
One moment, please. You get something to write with. I have it for you in just a minute. Just
I do have something to write with.
Let me notate your account, please. Hold on. So $56.95, sir, will be refunded back to your account. That's at the discretion of your bank. 3 to 5 business days when they choose to put that back in your account. Also, one moment, please. The order was refunded successfully, $56.96. Also, going forward, we're going to cancel the account of C. This order number, this cancellation number here is C. 259-235-814.
Okay, that is C as in Charlie, 259-235-814.
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
Anything else I may do for you, sir? Your counsel, your account has been canceled going forward. You won't receive any other charges. You will have a refund due back by your bank of $56.95. That's a 3 to 5 business days for that to take place.
Now, to make life easier for both of us, what you need to do is to refund the other money.
No, sir, that's not going to happen tonight.
Well, it is going to happen. It is going to happen. You just don't realize how bad it's going to be for you.
Sir, thank you for calling customer service. I have to dismiss this call. I've refunded the last charge that I can do. I've
nope.
also canceled
You will
your
refund
account.
All of it. I guarantee you. You owe me $105.94 yet, and I will get it. Just a matter of how bad you want to pay it. If I was you, and you don't know me, but if you did, you'd put that money back in there right now, all of it. You don't
sir,
know the connections I've got.
Okay, sir, we're on a recorded line.
Good.
And,
good. You do that. You turn that into the people of above who made up this funny goddamn scam you're running, okay? Because I know people in the right places that can shut you down permanently. So you take the risk. You take the risk of going out of business. Or you can refund me my $105.94. You take the pick. Your choice.
Sir, I have refunded.
See, I happen to work for the federal government, you understand, and I know people in other departments in the federal government, and we don't take kindly to this kind of crap, okay? So, just how much trouble do you want to get into? You got to think about that. Is it worth $105.94 to get into all kinds of trouble, maybe go to jail? How would you like to try that out? I can see to it that there's some recommendations made as to where you spend your time in jail, and it won't be pleasant.
Sir, is there anything else I can do?
People
for
in
you
the Department of people in the Department of Defense don't take kindly to people like you. If I was you, I'd put the $105.94 back in there along with the $56.95.
Sir, I've done what I can
your
do
choice.
For you tonight. I've done what I can do for you tonight. I'm going to dismiss this call. I've given you a cancellation
okay.
number.
Nope.
I've canceled your account. I've given you the last charge back, and I will have to dismiss this call, sir.
Yep. Well, then I'll have to go ahead and just do what I'm going to do then. And I'll be laughing when I see you squatting.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night, okay?